this. There was reports that you advocated for two convicted terrorists, one connected to Al-Qaeda, including the one behind the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Actually, I'm not an advocate for anything. What I do is that anyone who is brought before a court in this country, anyone, let alone these two, in fact, there are many other people who are Muslims and who have been brought to court, and what I say is they should be given a fair trial. They should not be treated, they should not be what's called railroaded.
So you did speak on his behalf, but you didn't advocate.
I spoke for justice for them, and I still do. I still think that both of them have been unjustly convicted. That does not mean that I am in any way connected with their activities or with them. If anyone tomorrow from Lincoln or anywhere else were brought to court unjustly, I would speak on their behalf. This is what justice and truth is all about, that if you know this is wrong, you should speak out against
When you say wrong, do you mean the allegations of the bombing or something else?
Yeah. Firstly, the blind sheikh was never accused of any actual bombing. He was convicted of a conspiracy. And the judge in his case, I know about these things, so people cannot fool me by sending you this information. He was convicted by a judge who was a Zionist supporter of Israel, while the sheikh, the blind sheikh or the imam, was against Israel. So you can imagine in that kind of a case, who's going to be convicted? Obviously, he's going to be convicted because his worst enemy is the judge. So this, you know that our history in the United States is full of wrongful and unjustified actions against the poor and the oppressed. He could not speak English. What kind of a case is he going to have? He was not allowed to bring any witnesses who would prove that jihad is not terrorism. So it was a totally unjust case, and I said it's unjust, and I say it now. It doesn't mean that I am a terrorist or connected with any terrorism. I mean, this is ridiculous kind of labeling whose job is to silence the opposition. These people systematically try to label and silence the opposition. This is their task. They don't even tell you, what he was not convicted of any bombing. No. People think that he has something to do with the First Trade Center bombing, but even the prosecution did not say.
All right, but basically, so you are not denying and not necessarily confirming that you did. Like, you didn't advocate for, I mean, you didn't advocate for him, but you did speak on his behalf,
I
right?
speak on
The behalf.
justice, yeah, for him. I still think he was unjustly convicted, yes.
Okay. Now, we're in our final 10 minutes now, so what we're gonna do is try to get to some of the questions that the students have been sending in. All right, the first one is, does it bother you that people are referring to you as a terrorist?
I think it's shameful and ridiculous for anyone to use that kind of language. I think the Israelis are the terrorists. They are the ones who are
The
bombing,
terrorists.
they are bombing civilians. That's terrorism, right? The Israelis are attacking civilian homes. That's terrorism. Israelis have put all of the population of Gaza under occupation. That's terrorism. Recently, a flotilla of ships tried to break through the barricade. This was a civilian ship to bring supplies to the people who are starving in Gaza. The Israelis attacked the ship and killed a number of unarmed people. That's terrorism.
So, okay, so basically it does bother you that people are saying that you are a terrorist because you don't believe that you are.
I think it's ridiculous for anyone to make a claim like that. I have a record. I've been teaching at Lincoln for 25 years. I would have been arrested. The FBI is pretty sharp in this. I would have been arrested many years back if I was actually a terrorist or in any way connected with terrorism. I think that these people are defaming me and they need to be put in their place. These are the terrorists of culture wars. These are the people of the extreme right wing who are trying that they should smear someone who does not agree with them and who says Israel is a terrorist entity.
It's
Israel is a criminal
interesting.
state. Israel is a government which has been formed by force of arms.
Okay.
It
Now,
is,
also, I think
it has carried out genocide.
it's really interesting that you bring up Lincoln University. I believe that when doing the research, it came up that you said, "My speaking out confirms the ideas and principles that founded Lincoln University. When I refer critically to Jews, I'm referring to the current leadership of the State of Israel and to their major supporters, not to the Jewish race as a whole." When you say founded on the same principles as Lincoln University, what exactly does that mean?
What I mean is that we should provide the best in education and facilities for those people who are coming from a community which has been oppressed and mistreated for centuries.